The title of the book from Dr. Anthony Fauci, Expect the Unexpected. It may be one of the most interesting titles to actually come back and bite an author in the rear end. Dr. Fauci had 10 lessons on truth. Maybe it should be 10 lessons on lies. 10 lessons on fake service and the way forward. The book has now disappeared from Amazon, for example. It used to be available for pre-order. It's gone. But this story may be one of the best fabricated stories you've ever listened to from someone who's supposed to be giving you life lessons. Expect the unexpected. Well, we can certainly agree that when it comes to Dr. Fauci and what he's been selling to America, all of us should expect the unexpected from him. Now, the 10 lessons on truth, which is part of the name of the book, right? Now, when you look at this title and you talk about truth, the reality now is you have to wonder who and when and how often was Dr. Fauci lying to people around him, including the most powerful man in the world, Donald Trump, including Mike Pompeo, including maybe even the FBI or the NIH or anybody else involved. I'll give you one example of one of the emails that every American should be angry about. Fauci says masks aren't needed unless you're sick and notes that the SARS-CoV-2 is so small it passes easily between mask fibers. That's what he said in emails. Sylvia, masks are really for infected people. This is his private email on February the 5th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. It might, however, provide some light, slight benefit in keeping out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you. I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very low-risk location. Your instincts are correct. Money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and vaccines. Safe travels. This is an email that Dr. Fauci sent to someone that was about to travel. A couple of quick questions was a subject line from Sylvia Burwell. Fauci was saying that in private, but in public, he was telling the American people something very different. Why was he lying so much to the American people? Why was he covering for the Chinese Communist government? Now, this is just one of the many questions. Now, Fauci is fighting back today after these emails have been dropped. And he said, Fauci basically said, look, on the people that are skeptical of my claims and what I was doing, you don't understand the science. Science, quote, is a dynamic process. That's his defense now. Dr. Fauci addressing the criticism during an interview, saying the problem was essentially that those who have a problem with him do not understand science. Quote, I wonder if you feel like you're still making up some of the lost ground from many months under the last administration and not just no information, but disinformation being out there. That's what MSNBC's communist propaganda host Nicole Wallace said. She then went on to say, do you still see some hardness among his supporters around the vaccine or around some of these messages you're sharing with us today, referring to the Donald Trump supporter? The response from Fauci, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt there are people out there who, for one reason or another, resent me for what I did in the last administration, which was not anything that was anti-Trump at all. It was just trying to get the right information, to try to get the right data, and what they didn't seem to understand. I guess it's understandable that they didn't understand it, is that science is a dynamic process. In other words, you guys are stupid. I think he's also implying that Donald Trump and the people around him at the White House are stupid. Fauci goes on to say, so sometimes that you know in January, you make a recommendation or a comment about it. But as you get more and more information, the information leads you to change because that's what science is. It's a self-correcting process. So when you hear someone say something at one point and then 2 or 3 months later, if you stick with it, what you said at the original time, when you had 1/5 the amount of data that you have right now, I think that would be inappropriate. Now, the problem is he didn't change once the information was changing. That's the criticism of Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci knew that masks in many ways were just ineffective, and he kept doing it anyway. Dr. Fauci knew that the lockdowns weren't necessary and that the schools could reopen earlier. It didn't matter because the teachers' union said, no, we need you to keep the schools shut down, and we need guidance, and we'll give you the guidance we need so we can keep teaching remotely. We also have a guy that refused to admit that there was a very good chance, a very, very, very good chance that China was lying to us about the origins of COVID-19. So let's deal with that for a moment. Fox News had an in-depth segment about exactly that, talking about the fact that, hey, we're living in a world right now where we have a researcher working for the Chinese Communist Party thanking Dr. Fauci for downplaying the lab leak theory and helping get it out there in the world that this was somehow a conspiracy theory brought on by Donald Trump. The reality now is Trump was right, Fauci was wrong. And Fauci was either willfully being working with the Chinese Communist government to put out propaganda in America, or was duped by the Chinese Communist government to put out Chinese propaganda in America and really around the world. Take a listen to part of this from Fox.
Fox News alert now, 19 past the hour, getting rare insight into the early days of the pandemic now after newly released emails linked to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Among the many revelations, his correspondence with a key figure linked to the Wuhan lab. Reports showing that a lead researcher personally thanked Fauci for downplaying the COVID lab leak theory early on. This is April of last year now. This comes as many major news outlets are now acknowledging they originally dismissed that possibility. David Asher is a senior fellow, Hudson Institute, part of the State Department inquiry into the origins of COVID that President Biden shut down earlier this year. David, welcome back to our program, and good morning to you. Going to read this line. He's David, Peter Daszak is his name. He's from Britain. Yeah. He sent this email in April of last year. I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural for COVID-19 from a bat to human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. From my perspective, your comments are brave and coming from your trusted voice. It will help dispel the myths being spun around the virus's origin, to which Fauci responded, thank you for your kind note.
Now, let's just talk about that for a second. Chinese communist propaganda is making its way directly to Fauci. Fauci's then putting it out to the American people. And if you question any of this, we know what happens, right? Let's look at one of the lessons we've learned from this. The media, for example, attacked a doctor in Dr. Rand Paul. Over and over, we are now learning that the person the media hates the most is the person that's probably telling the most truth. Dr. And Senator Rand Paul, all of us, and remember, he's the one that went after, and he's absolutely right now, he went after Fauci weeks ago, months ago, and said he's not telling the truth, and got him on the record under oath lying to the American people. And the media wanted you to hate Paul, right? The media wanted you to hate Paul because he was exposing the corruption at the CDC and at the Wuhan laboratory and with a cover-up. And Senator Rand Paul was right. Remember, he's the one that brought up SARS gain of function. Research going on at Wuhan. We have now emails to back up that Dr. Fauci lied to the American people and knew that gain of function was going on in Wuhan. Now, gain of function was not the only thing apparently Dr. Fauci was lying about to the American people. I'll give you another example. Remember asymptomatic spread? Remember when that was a big thing? Let's read Dr. Fauci's email on that. He sent an email to a couple people saying, error in my statement to you. I meant to say that, quote, most transmissions occur from someone who is symptomatic, not asymptomatic. I am really tired. Not much sleep these days. That on February the 4th. Now, I was one of the people who they said was a conspiracy theorist because I had a hard time buying what Fauci was telling us. And what Fauci was telling us is he believed, and what he was trying to claim was that a bunch of asymptomatic people were walking around giving this virus to everybody. So therefore, you got to shut everything down, right? you know, asymptomatic people are getting all these people sick and they're dying. And then we got to shut down churches and schools because of the asymptomatic people that are out there spreading this, as well as those that are symptomatic. That was the line. That was the narrative. We now know that Fauci was not telling the truth, even on something as basic as who was spreading the virus. Was it people that were asymptomatic, right, with their spread? Well, based on what he said, that was not an issue. It was mainly people that had it, that were running fevers, that you knew were a problem, that they knew they were sick. That's what we were dealing with. That's the reality of that situation. So let's go back to more of these lies, right? Let's go back to Fauci being thanked by the communist Chinese scientists for downplaying the leak theory and helping turn it into what they referred to as a conspiracy theory, right? This is all a big grand conspiracy theory put out there by Donald Trump. Now, well, let me, before I hit that, go back to Rand Paul. Obviously, we got a ton of info to get you today. Now, Rand Paul has been brilliant in his questioning, as I mentioned a moment ago, of Fauci and others. He knew that Gang of Function was being funded by the U.S. government in Wuhan in this lab. We now have emails to back up that Rand Paul was right and Fauci lied again. There are emails, I'll give you an example. An email from one person going to Fauci and somebody else. It's been redacted. It says, the paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain of function pause, but have since been reviewed and approved by the NIH. Not sure what that means, since Emily is sure that no coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework. She will try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad. Fauci sending out an email February the 1st talking about this. Hugh, it is essential. Let me say this again. It's essential that we speak this AM, all caps. Keep your cell phone on. I have a conference call at 7:45 a.m. with Azar. It is likely will be over by 8:45 a.m. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward to you now. You will have tasks today that must be done. Thanks, Tony, Director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Rand Paul was the only senator looking out for the U.S. citizens at this point, I would argue, and willing to ask the questions because he understood as a doctor what he was looking at. We have a doctor who saw Fauci's lies as what they were, lies, and exposed them. And then people attacked Fauci for actually doing his job, which was asking questions. So let's go back to Fox and this interview about how bad the lies were to the American people.
So Fauci dismissed this early on and pretty much said so publicly. Mm. How do we look back on that now, 13 months later?
He was right to dismiss it because DASIC seems to be working for some other power in some bizarre way. I can't figure it out. I don't know if any proof of it. But I mean, he was tweeting on December 31st of 2019 that this is coming out of a lab or something to that effect. You know, he's a guy who's a epidemiologist who loves epidemics. And, you know, I guess we shouldn't blame him. Somebody needs to care about these things. They're serious. But this was a case of where we probably had a epidemic that was, you know, most likely caused by human gain of function, not by nature. And he needs to be looked at carefully by the U.S. government.
Okay, to be clear here, Fauci's response is, quote, it's totally consistent with the jump of a species from an animal to a human. A lot of other people said it's too early to even make that conclusion, but that was his response. Dazak blames Fox News because a reporter had the gall to ask President Trump at the time about a theory about an intern who worked at the lab in Wuhan who may have leaked that to the outside world. What do you think of that?
By the way, let's talk about how brave that intern was, the Wuhan lab that leaked this to the outside world. That intern risked his life knowing that the Chinese Communist Party could make him one of the disappeared ones. It's easy for the Chinese Communist Party to kill you, put you in a camp, slave labor camp, come after your family. The list goes on and on. He knew that the world was at risk and that people could die, and he released the information. And that is exactly what a hero does. This intern was a hero. And the media should have looked at this hero, and the media should have realized what this hero was saying. And they should have investigated it. Now, there's only one person that was smart enough to ask the damn question of Donald Trump. It was a Fox News reporter, because everybody else hated Trump. Everybody else wanted to make sure Trump looked like he was a conspiracy theorist and crazy and not following science. And they could blame Donald Trump for COVID-19. And if you died or someone else died, it was actually Donald Trump's fault. That was the narrative that the media desperately wanted and desperately needed. Donald Trump is murdering you, and Donald Trump is crazy, and Donald Trump is a lunatic, and Donald Trump is a conspiracy theorist. That's what they needed you to believe so you wouldn't vote for him.
David.
God bless Fox News for caring at the time. I mean, you know, we've only lost, you know, 7 or 8 million people in the world or something, according to The Economist, maybe 12. You know, this is a situation that defies gravity. It's truly like a Salvador Dali painting where the clocks have melted and time has not stood still. If you think about it, I mean, the scientists have come out and said with definitive authenticity in their voice that they know where it came from, but there's no proof. I mean, what I saw in the government, I said, give me your file. I went to NIH, I went to CDC, I said, okay, let's have your file. I want the proof. They didn't have a file. They didn't, I mean, you know, I went to other intelligence agencies and they had a file. I mean, they said, well, we have suspicions it came out of a lab. This is why. You know, we need to get to the bottom of this thing now. And I think President Biden is on the right track because he's given 90-day suspense to do something and look into this thing. But this is taking way too long. Can you imagine how many months has passed and we still don't know what happened?
Yeah. David Asher, the Hudson Institute senior fellow that you're hearing speaking right now, is absolutely right and brilliant about this. How many people died because the media didn't do their job? How many people died because Fauci lied to us? How many of us lost our businesses and our lives and people that committed suicide because Fauci kept us locked up knowing that it was overreaction or not the right thing to do? Because he listened to the Chinese communist propaganda and they had him as their mouthpiece in America. He lied to Senator Paul under oath. He lied to the American people. I mean, this goes, in my opinion, way beyond firing Fauci. This goes to, I would argue, a criminal investigation of Fauci. Not because I want revenge, but because that clearly seems to be where this needs to go. I would argue that evidence now proves that Fauci lied again and again and did it under oath, which is exactly, by the way, what Tucker Carlson mentioned last night, that he lied under oath to Senator Rand Paul, the one that figured this out early on. Take a listen.
Because Tony Fauci knew perfectly well that he had funded gain-of-function experiments at that very same laboratory. The emails prove that Fauci lied about this under oath. Consider this exchange, which began the evening of January 31st, 2020. It was a Friday just before midnight. The first email came from an immunologist called Christian Anderson, who works at the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California. Anderson warned Fauci that COVID appeared to have been possibly manipulated in a laboratory. Quote, the unusual features of the virus make up a really small part of the genome, less than 0.1%. So one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features potentially look engineered. The next day, on February 1st, Tony Fauci wrote back, thanks, Christian. Talk soon on the call. Fauci then sent an urgent email to his deputy, a man called Hugh Auchincloss. The subject of that email, in all caps, was important. Quote, Hugh, it is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward. You will have tasks today that must be done. Attached to that email was a document. It was entitled, quote, Barrick, Shi et al., Nature Medicine, SARS gainoffunction.pdf. Now, the Barrick in the attachment referred to Ralph Barrick, a virologist based in the U.S. who collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Barrick worked with a woman called Dr. Shi Shengli, known as the Bat Lady because she manipulates coronaviruses that infect bats. She was the Shi in the attachment. Now, keep in mind that during the questioning from Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky fairly recently, Tony Fauci denied that this same Ralph Baruch had conducted gain-of-function research. Again, this is the Ralph Baruch in Fauci's attachment, which was entitled Baruch, Xi et al., SARS gain-of-function.pdf. And yet, under oath before the United States Congress, Fauci denied this.
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
Oh, it wasn't just on Twitter. It was in Fauci's own emails. In retrospect, that looks a lot like perjury. We do know that starting early, a lot of people at NIH were worried that COVID had not occurred naturally. They were concerned it had been instead manipulated in a lab in China. And yet they seemed determined to hide those facts from the public. Again, why? On the afternoon of February 1st last year, Fauci held a conference call with several top virologists. Most of the details of that call were made hidden from public view. They've been redacted. We know the call was related to a document entitled Coronavirus Sequence Comparison. Jeremy Farrar, a British physician who runs a major research nonprofit, reminded everyone on the call that what they said was top secret. Quote, information and discussion is shared in total confidence and not to be shared until agreement on next steps, end quote. In other emails, Jeremy Farrar passed along an article from the website Zero Hedge. That piece suggested the coronavirus might have been created as a bioweapon. We now know that is a more plausible explanation than the one we believed at first and were told by the media, which is that corona came from a pangolin. And yet for the crime of saying that out loud, a more plausible explanation, Zero Hedge was banned from social media platforms.
I want you to think about that. Zero Hedge was banned from social media platforms for not accepting the Communist Chinese Party's response to COVID-19 and how it started, where it originated. Think about that. Seriously, think about that. Think about what that means. Think about the impact that that had, that that clearly had on everyone when it comes to this stuff. But hey, the call's top secret, right? And hey, we can't have this get out. And the reason why is very clear. The reason why is because we have to beat Trump at all costs. This was about destroying Donald Trump. That's it. This was about blaming Donald Trump. This was whatever Donald Trump said. We fight against it. We argue against it. And we say it's not true because it's Donald Trump. We make Donald Trump look stupid. We make Donald Trump look like an idiot. We make Donald Trump look like he's incompetent, and it might kill you. It might cost you your life. That's what we do with Donald Trump. That's how we throw down. Donald Trump is a moron who's going to get you killed. Don't vote for him again. And all of the response and the people dying is the fault of Donald Trump if it's not going well. So if you come up with any other idea or theory, even if it's based in evidence, you are banned from social media. The idea is banned from social media. You're not allowed to talk about it. And if you do, we will shut you down. We know this because people experienced it. We know this because of what I just said. We know that this was happening time and time again. Zero Hedge is the great example of that.
Until recently, you were not allowed to suggest that COVID might be man-made. Why couldn't you suggest that? The fact checkers wouldn't allow it. Why wouldn't they? Because Tony Fauci assured the tech monopolies that the coronavirus could not have been man-made. And so the tech monopolies shut down the topic. Watch Fauci lie.
A group of highly qualified evolutionary virologists looked at the sequences there and the sequences in bats as they evolve. And the mutations that it took to get to the point where it is now is totally consistent with a jump of a species from an animal to a human.
That was April 17th, 2020. 2020, very shortly into the course of this pandemic. At that point, what Tony Fauci just asserted as known could not conclusively have been known. That was a lie. Tony Fauci suggested that he knew because top researchers had decided conclusively that this must have jumped naturally from an animal to a human being. But again, at that point, he could not have known that. That was dishonest. 2 days after he said that, one of the virologists that Tony Fauci had funded to conduct dangerous coronavirus experiments in Wuhan wrote to thank him for the help. That man, a man called Peter Daszak, complained to Fauci that the American tax dollars he'd taken for these experiments were being, quote, publicly targeted by Fox News reporters. Yet Daszak remained grateful for Tony Fauci's support. Quote, I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators, end quote. Now, strangely, most of this specific email from Daszak to Fauci has been redacted, and it was redacted under FOIA Section B7A. That specific exemption to the FOIA law applies to, quote, records or information compiled for law enforcement purposes, but only to the extent that production of those documents could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. Are Peter Daszak and Tony Fauci under criminal investigation? We can only hope they are. They certainly deserve it. At this point, we can't say for sure. We do know that Fauci hasn't simply lied about the origins of COVID, pretending to know things he could not know. He has also lied about vaccines in key ways.
I want to go back to one thing before I move on to the other point here with these vaccines. Let's just go back to the basic lies that were told by Fauci that totally changed this country. Fauci mandates you wear masks, multiple masks, three masks, four masks, tells you it protects you, shuts down the country. And then Fauci says February the 5th, masks aren't needed unless you're sick, and notes that the SARS-CoV-2 is so small it passes easily between mask fibers. For one solid year, he was saying, wear the mask, wear the mask, wear the mask. Then he even admits he's been wearing the mask recently just for political theater. Then he tells you can take the mask off. Then he says you might want to wear the mask again just this last week for kids going to camp, even though they say they changed the guidance to not wear a mask at camp. Not only can you not trust this guy, but this guy's been making money. This guy's setting up the speaking tour list and the book tour and everything else to cash in on this. This guy's got T-shirts that the left are wearing because they think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And this guy lied under oath to the United States Congress. I wonder if they'll hold him accountable for that. I doubt it. But we do know that he lied under oath, and he lied to the face of Dr. and Senator Rand Paul and to the American people time and time and time again. And big tech, if you asked any questions, they silenced you, they shut you down, they turned your account off, they refused to allow you to spread what they referred to as conspiracy theories because the media said it was a conspiracy theory. Think about all of that. I don't trust the media, and I will not trust the media. I do not trust big tech, and I will not trust big tech. And I sure as hell will never trust Anthony Fauci or the people that work with him ever again. All right, if you're listening to this podcast, please help all of what I just told you go viral by sharing this. You can hit that little share button and share this on any social media platform that you are on. So please make sure you share this on social media. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening as always.